This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's enough life in the American real estate market now that flipping is a thing again. Speculators, or if you prefer, investors, buying houses, fixing them up, and selling them off, even in places that have been passed over by the real big money. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports now from just outside Washington, D.C.
Prince George's County doesn't have the glitzy condos of Miami Beach or new housing developments of Vegas that the big investors like, but it does have lots of housing for middle and low-income families. I'm walking up a sidewalk in Prince George's County to meet Rich Miner at his latest acquisition, a house in Bowie, Maryland. He shows me in. Miner says the former owner lived here for 22 years and left behind a lot of stuff.
But this is fairly typical.
Miner didn't want to say what he paid for the house, but according to public records, it sold for $195,000. As he shows me around, Miner explains he laid low during the housing crisis, but he was one of the first flippers to come back to Prince George's County in 2009 when you could buy foreclosures cheap. Now there's actually a lot of competition since flipping is back.
It's back, and it's back with a vengeance now because, like I said, the deals are much harder to come by.
And even if you get a deal in Prince George's County, it may be in a neighborhood like this one, in New Carrollton, Maryland. It's a little dilapidated. And it's where I meet Anthony Sanders, who teaches real estate finance at George Mason University. As we stand in the driveway of a foreclosed home, he surveys the scene.
Sure, if you look around this neighborhood, every single house in this neighborhood has a very old roof that's in need of repair, which is generally a bad sign for a neighborhood.
Sanders points to a fence around one house. There are holes along the bottom. Sanders says it looks like somebody tried to break in. Behind the fence, a barking dog that looks very much like a pit bull. Lucky for us, it can't get out. Sanders says this is not the kind of neighborhood that attracts the big foreign investors and hedge funds.
Yeah, we're not getting the big boys here. We're getting the small fries.
Small fry flippers who know they're going to spend a lot to fix these houses up and can't sell them for too much because they're still not in great neighborhoods. But that doesn't mean there isn't a lot of competition for fixer-uppers, even in rough areas.
We renovate and sell our single-family homes.
That's Marianne Dillon, who heads the Housing Initiative Partnership, a nonprofit that buys rundown houses, fixes them up, and sells them to low-income buyers. Dillon says with all the foreclosures, prices have fallen as much as 50% in parts of Prince George's County. And yes, competition is fierce.
On the open market, we really don't have a ghost of a chance of acquiring any of these homes. We cannot compete with investors who are all cash offers who can close in a week or 2 weeks.
Dillon's organization is able to buy some houses through a federal program that gives them first dibs over private investors, but there are no such protections for the low-income buyers Dillon tries to help. She's seen people who've clawed back from foreclosure trying to buy a new house, but losing out to the flippers and their cash.
They lost their nest egg during the recession, and now that things are coming back and there's an opportunity to rebuild their wealth, they're losing out yet again.
But real estate professor Sanders says low-income homebuyers have a much better chance of lending a house in a place like Prince George's, where they're mainly competing against small flippers.
These are not the big operations that you find in Las Vegas and Phoenix, where they're going to the courthouse and buying up 20 properties, 30 properties, and flipping them over the course of a couple of months.
And driving prices up into the stratosphere. Sanders says if you live in a place dominated by small fry flippers, be thankful. It could be worse. In Prince George's County, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.